Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
11 minutes after 8 on this Wednesday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Michelle Richards in the house says Eric is off through the week. Vince Petrano here, taking you till 9 o'clock. If you do the grocery shopping in your house, you don't need me to tell you. It is expensive right now to shop for food. In the last 4 years, in the category of food we eat at home, prices are up more than 20%. Though the inflation rate in this category has slowed to a crawl, it's not for the most part getting less expensive than we were. It's just not getting more expensive at that fast rate, right? Yeah. Some of that is economics. Some of it is Mother Nature as well, as climate change is affecting growing regions and crops. Some staples are scarcer in supply than others. However, we're going to walk you through some alternatives today that can save you money. In the business, Michelle, we call it news you can use, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's get to it. Director of Community Relations for Outpost Natural Foods, Margaret Mittelstadt, is with us today. Great to see you again, Margaret.
Thanks. It's good to see you both, too.
So let's start with some of the things that cost more, and then you offer some workarounds. Your recent price piece in the quarterly magazine called Graze really caught my eye because some of these workarounds have found their way into my cupboard at home. I didn't know why they were there, and now I know.
Now you know.
So we'll get back into some of that and the underlying issues for why it's so expensive at the grocery store in a moment. But you write that olives are getting more expensive, and thus olive oil getting more expensive.
Right.
As an Italian who uses a ton of olive oil in everything I do.
I know. This might be blasphemy to suggest otherwise.
Yes. Well, I saw avocado oil in our cupboard the other day. Let's go through what's happening with
there
olives and olive oil, and then this alternative.
Sure. So the olive growing region is typically in the Mediterranean areas on the globe. And what's happening with climate change is they're experiencing more high temperatures during growing season and drought, and that's affecting the yield. And the yield on olive trees and olives in general is down. And so you maybe, I mean, supplies, you know, are still okay, but it's going to start to affect what's going to be at the grocery store. An alternative to olive oil, and you want something kind of fruity, I mean, that's what olive oil is really known for in flavor. Avocado oil is a nice alternative. And it, you know, it has sort of a fruity flavor to it, a little different. It does have a high smoke point, so you can use it for, you know, sauteing things and on your stovetop.
You can throw that in the iron skillet. It's not going to start
It's not going to burn up and turn to charcoal for you. Another alternative could be grapeseed oil. But, you know, we're looking for that, you know, the olive oil flavor is what, you know, is really what you know olive oil for. And so the avocado oil can kind of be a nice little substitute or a step in. Maybe you still have some olive oil, but you may want to, you know, switch off between the two here and there to kind of preserve the olive oil for the good things that the really, you know, smart dinners that you want to put together,
exactly
salad dressings and things like that. But it's okay. I mean, either one, you can kind of switch around.
Yeah. So I was going to ask about salads. Like, a lot of people like to put the olive oil onto their salads just as is. So the avocado oil would be a good choice for that.
Absolutely. Definitely. It's in a lot of paleo diets right now, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Margaret Mittelstadt is Director of Community Relations for Outpost Natural Foods. You also wrote that, do I say it, cacao? Cacao. The farms there suffering from lack of water.
Right.
Cacao, cocoa, chocolate. Uh-oh.
I know, right?
Manic.
That's sacred territory here. I mean,
yes.
I love chocolate. We all love chocolate. And chocolate yields are down too. And again, this is, because of the extreme weather events related to climate change and climate disruption. And so we were finding that the chocolate yield is down, quite significantly. And what we'll see in the marketplace is, a slight raise in price, for now. And the idea is to just kind of keep your eyes on things to see if there's any changes in how that's going to show up for your pocketbook. There may be some price differences as we go forward. Maybe you'll see it even like with the holidays coming up, you know, Halloween and chocolate candies and things like that. There could be some increases or changes. You may go and say, oh, this is more expensive than what it was last year.
What do we do instead then?
Well, okay, so I'm of the old school where, you know, the natural foods movement of yesteryear carob, it's not necessarily an acquired taste. So if you really, I mean, I look at chocolate as being an indulgence. I still do. And so if you're going to purchase chocolate, look for fair trade chocolate, because, you know, fair trade is an international movement to ensure equitable trade for small scale farmers and small cooperatives. And so oftentimes with fair trade farms, they are going to farm sustainably. They're going to look for methods to beat climate change, if you will, or at least work alongside with it so that you can still have a yield.
So it's a long-term plan.
It's a long-term plan, right. Yeah. So you're kind of looking in the future, looking to see like what might be going on with chocolate and cacao. That's one strategy to look for. So, you know, look for purchasing a higher quality chocolate and really treat yourself when you're going to buy chocolate.
The scariest one on the list to me is coffee.
Coffee.
I can't not have coffee. What is your alternative?
So coffee is, I'm sure some of your listeners have already seen some price changes with coffee, especially with the gourmet coffees. And what you can do as an alternative, look for, like, try teas, okay? I know they're caffeinated. Like roasted teas and things like that. So like Japanese green teas that might be roasted. It gives you that sort of that robust flavor. There are some products that are also in the market. One is called Tea Chino, which is a combination of a number of different plant ingredients that gives you sort of that robust flavor. It's not going to taste like coffee, but it gives you that feeling of you're having a nice, robust cup of coffee in the morning.
You described that really well of what I'm looking to get out of coffee.
Because
I do both. Like,
yeah.
I won't drink coffee all day, so I've got some tea just to keep that going. But I always view that as something lighter, something whatever.
Right.
If you can deliver that, yes, robust is a great word for it.
Yeah, and because that's what we look for. And we look for the ritual behind making coffee, too. I mean, for some people, it's you get up in the morning, you make your cup of coffee, or you go to work and you pour it out of the carafe. There is sort of a ritual quality to that. It's part of a lifestyle. And so, you know, when you can brew something different, mm-hmm. But you can still have it in that same manner, it feels like a part of your routine is still intact. And you feel, you know, things are still whole in your mind's eye.
From Outpost Natural Foods, Director of Community Relations, Margaret Mittelstadt, is with us. Her article is Stormy Weather.
Yeah.
Talking about how these various crop yields are affecting our prices at the grocery store. One more for you. You wrote about sugar as well.
Right.
There are plenty of non-cane sugar alternatives that are still natural. We're not talking about bringing in the fake stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, honey is a great sugar substitute. I mean, we're fortunate in that we live in a state and we live in a country where there's a lot of pure honey that's not adulterated. It's really, really good. And there's a lot of different honey varieties from different flowers, depending on where the bees are pollinating. And so, I mean, good old honey. Don't forget about that. There's coconut sugar. So it's from the coconuts. You might get a slight little nutty flavor to it.
Does it taste like coconut?
It may taste a little bit like coconut, but it's not going to overpower like if you were having coconut. And you can use that in baking, too. So it comes in a powdered form. So you can look for alternatives on the market. Again, if you're, you know, wanting to, you know, pure cane sugar, look for fair trade. Fair trade certified sugar is, again, helping to make an equitable future for our small scale farmers. But yeah, there's definitely alternatives. Got to look around, but you can find them.
Do you have an outlook long term on what's happening with maybe not even necessarily these specific crop yields, but just in general? You know, I imagine with climate change, there are some areas that might benefit, that some areas might now all of a sudden we're growing things here that we didn't, or our growing season is extended. So we got to keep an eye on that.
It's true. And we're sort of in a no man's land, and a lot of growers are trying to adjust as to, you know, where do we move to if it becomes inhospitable to grow in the traditional regions that we're used to growing food in. A lot of these foods that we were talking about today are grown sort of in equatorial regions around the globe. Coffee is grown at slight elevation, but you want that warm climate, so warm days, cool nights. And so it's like, where can we find places to grow some of these products that are different than what is traditional? So, or there might be different strains that are more climate resistant, and a lot of food scientists are looking into that now, too.
Well, thank you for that news you can use this morning. Always good to see you. Margaret Mittelstadt is with Outpost Natural Foods. It's Gray's Magazine, and the article is called Stormy Weather. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.